Begin this meditation by sitting in a chair, allowing yourself to feel supported. Feet planted firmly on the ground, legs uncrossed. Arms resting comfortably in your lap, however it feels good to you. And gently close your eyes. Just become aware of your breath. Perhaps intentionally slowing it down. Letting it be gentle and yet still rich and full. Letting your belly be soft. Allowing your abdomen and ribcage to expand on every inhale and contract on every exhale. And as you stay present with this breath, noticing how the air feels around you, how the clothes you're wearing feel on your skin. How your sit bones feel on the surface on which you are seated. Becoming increasingly aware of your bones, your muscles, the blood pumping through your veins, the emotions living in your heart, a thought emerges, there's no reason to judge it. Instead of following it or chasing it and trying to push it away, just let it be. Keep your awareness with your breath and these words. Just allowing thoughts, emotions, physical sensations. You don't need to judge any of them. You can simply be the observer. And tune in to how you feel being with yourself right now, especially compared to the first day of the meditation in this series. How does it feel to be alone with yourself? To be fully present with your thoughts, your heart, and your body. Allow yourself to welcome in love. Allow yourself to welcome in acceptance. Feel grateful to yourself for all that you have done so far. Make a commitment to yourself right now. You will never take yourself for granted again. That ends today. You are open, willing, and ready to move forward in life from a place of true, unconditional self-love and acceptance. It is your birthright. Even if you are not feeling that way now, it is perfectly okay. Accept that. Love yourself for it. It's amazing what happens when we offer ourselves love and acceptance in moments when we do not feel love for ourselves. That one small act can go such a long way. As you think about how far you've come, you might notice a lightness within and around you. A softening in your heart. You deserve to feel loved and accepted. You deserve to forgive yourself. You deserve to follow your biggest dreams, to let yourself have your biggest desires. You deserve to be honest with yourself about all of it, about your feelings, about your desires, about who you are. Allow whatever thoughts come to mind as you ask yourself, who am I really? Notice how the answers you receive make you feel. And continue to be curious as you ask yourself, why am I here? You may get a sense of words, concepts, or maybe just feelings. Just stay open and receive. Welcome that child version of you back into the picture. See them standing and smiling before you. They have a message about the work you've been doing. Take a moment to listen. Even if you're not sure if you heard anything, notice a sense of gratitude that you feel from them towards you. They are so grateful that you have shown up to listen to them, to listen to yourself, to be honest and open about your feelings and your desires. Let yourself off the hook and to love and accept yourself as you are. They hold your hands and you set the intention right here and now in your heart to always stay connected with them. You are ready to move forward through your life, connected to your inner child. You are ready to be the loving, nurturing adult for yourself. And with this readiness comes a curiosity. As you look into the child version of yourself, gazing into their eyes, you ask them, what do you want me to know about my life? What do you wish I knew? Let yourself trust whatever thoughts, words, emotions, or maybe even images come to mind as you just set the intention to receive an answer of what it is they desire for you to know in this life. What do they want you to remember? Feel gratitude towards the child version of yourself. appreciating the message that they have for you. And when you're ready, ask them, how do you wish I would show up in the world? What do you want me to do with my life? Stay quiet for a few moments and just notice whatever thoughts, emotions, or ideas pop up. Trust the very first things that come. Notice how they feel in your heart. If it feels loving, you can trust it. Feel appreciation in your heart for whatever hints, ideas, feelings, or thoughts came to you. If something really stands out, feel a commitment in your heart to honor what the inner child version of yourself wants. Maybe even feel enthusiasm for it. And with this eagerness and readiness within you, ask them how you can honor them in your day-to-day life. How can you live in a way that really allows you to love and accept every aspect of yourself, including your inner child? What do they wish you would do in your day-to-day life to better serve yourself? These thoughts or ideas that came to you, make a commitment in your heart to truly honor at least one of them. Maybe it's to have more fun in your life, to make a point to do something just for fun every day. Maybe it's to take better care of yourself by sleeping more. What's one small action that your inner child would love you to do, to take better care of yourself, to show yourself love? Make a commitment in your heart now to do this. As you smile at the child version of yourself and they smile back, imagine a light glowing in your heart and in theirs. On every inhale, the light grows brighter, and on every exhale, it expands wider until the two of you are completely encompassed in an orb of white light. And eventually, all you can see and feel is light. Be proud of yourself for all you have done these past 7 days. And take this feeling with you as you begin to feel your body wherever it is right now. Perhaps adjusting your sit bones, rolling your shoulders, and as it feels right to you, opening your eyes. Let yourself return to this series over and over to continue to build your muscle of feeling self-love and acceptance.